the tourism bit is all heading towards China at the moment. I think that Japan's probably been forgotten. And so today's event is really focusing on Japan, where it's going with its culture and what it's been doing. We've got the oldest sake from a company in Japan, created in 1717. We're actually expecting the vice president to be here. Unfortunately, we heard last week that he wasn't able to come, but he sent the sake down, so we'll be doing some tastings with that, with our truffle products. And so we have a very high-end lady who's going to be serenading us with some of the Japanese harp as a background, and we'll finish at the end of the afternoon or the early evening with Japanese high, I think it's called a high tea, and she's an expert in all this stuff, and so it's excellent. And we've got Chef Kakato is recognised as being the highest qualified chef in Japan in European-style cooking, so it fits in with our truffle story just admirably.
This is interesting, though, because you're going very traditional. I'm looking at women in kimonos, and yet you've got innovation happening side by side.
Well, we try to keep moving with it, and we have invited the various chefs who have used our truffle over the past year or so. We've invited them to come and see if they can pick up some advantages of using truffle products in conjunction with fresh truffle. So it's a whole new gambit of the usage of truffle. We're doing our own thing, but we are so multicultural. So it's a matter of utilising certain aspects from certain countries whereby we can learn from that and improve on that for our own well-being. If we don't like it, well, we don't use it, obviously. And so we just try and pick, and everybody copies everybody, don't we? I mean, this whole truffle range of products really came from Italy and France. When we travel around, we see so much of this. And I thought, this is crazy. We've got to be doing this in Tassie. I mean, we've got the beginning of a really exciting food boom, and we have got to be riding on that wagon. So we'll bring out a new product each year. We'll probably bring one out and drop one off. But we keep it really tight and focused to the truffle industry.
Just then for the Australian domestic market, or is this going to go also in that direction towards Japan or China? I mean, the Japanese are great Francophiles, so they've got a taste for truffle already.
Yes, they have. But Chef Kakato did say to me earlier that he was unaware of truffle being grown in the Southern Hemisphere. He didn't know it was here. So it's a whole new thing for him to be able to say, yes, we're using this. But we do export a very small amount into Hong Kong. We've put a number of samples into Tokyo, but that hasn't really worked at this stage. We're still talking to people there. We've sent a number to the US. Not vast quantities, but we're moving. We're getting them. We're around the States a little bit.
Is it very competitive at the moment?
What's not competitive? It doesn't matter what you're in. I mean, our truffle industry in Tassie is relatively small in the Australian scene. We'll always highlight our quality. I relate it to the Pinot vineyards, that we excel with Pinot in our cooler climate. And I'd like to think that when I mention Pinot Noir lines, that they will think, yes, that quality. And so I don't know if there's all that much difference between the West Australian and the Tasmanian truffle, but I believe that we certainly are as good, maybe a smidgen better. I'd like to think so, because we do get more money for them on the international market.
So will you introduce me to, can I call him your Iron Chef?
I'd love you to call him Iron Chef. I don't know if he has been an Iron Chef. I haven't asked that question. Come on, I'll take you into the kitchen.
Thank you.
Okay.
Look at all this fantastic food.
Yes.
It's been
hidden at the moment.
Do you know what's on the menu today?
Yes. As you know, the truffle production is getting smaller and smaller in the origin of the country, French. And the beautiful quality truffles available still in the world. And this is the best environment to produce any of the produce. Tasmania is high quality, beautiful air, the cleanest water. So he is really, really looking forward the Tasmanian truffle product carry the future possibility.
Is it true that, Chef Kitoka, you trained in France? Mm-hmm. Parlez-vous français?
Oh, petit peu, hein?
He was not trained in France. He opened the restaurant in France.
今日は日本酒、酒を海外で知ってもらうためには、世界で一番クオリティの高い。
So today he came to Tasmania to let the Tasmanian people know about Japanese precious sake, which is 300 years history. And not well-known alcohol in Australia, the place like Tasmania, the best quality the food product is available.
Yes.
One more thing he'd like to tell. That's really true. He chose purely because that long history, the reliable product.
Well, thank you very much for making a new tradition here. Thank you.
Thank you.